Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Fabian?
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
What do you mean?
Well, let me try it again. Here it is.
There it goes, yeah.
Thank you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here. It all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, welcome to Sending the Frequencies.
Oh,
hello. That was so
hello.
Weird.
Hello. Was a drive-by fruiting.
Oh,
yeah.
No, So
drive-by fruitcake.
Tonight I was thinking, and we could talk about like the paranormal field in general, and like what I was thinking is it's like, just like too much drama, too much fucking all that kind of shit, right? But everybody needs to work together. Because nobody's wrong and nobody's right. Everybody knows that already. Like, seriously. You know?
Right.
You don't, whatever you believe. But, I mean, wouldn't it be a great time for people to unite like that? Which is going to happen?
I think it would be an amazing situation if people could start putting egos back on the shelf, being real, and just investigating for the sake of furthering
being
the field.
Real. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
For the evidence, for the contact, for the information that we could get from any spirit or entity that we can talk to.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Cuz?
That's it. Pretty much said what I said, just focus on the research. In fact, I've been really thinking about how I'm approaching some of this newer stuff, and maybe I should revert back to some of my older methods and older ideas of how I did it. In fact, not so much a tape recorder, but maybe just more holistic approach, like pendulum, Ouija board. Now, let me tell you about Ouija boards. I had a revelation the other day at that investigation. Shout out to Matthew Sorjay, who made a really good point. I had a counterpoint, but I've been reevaluating Ouija boards since we were in that, you know, the pre investigation was an introduction, and we were all talking, sort of like y'all did at Hell House. Everybody got up and talked, and he asked me to, you know, come up and explain myself. But before that, he was talking about different methods of investigating, their way of doing things at SRS. Shout out to SRS Paranormal in Kingsport, Tennessee. They try to keep it Victorian era, kind of the ideology behind the spiritualism of maybe like a Victorian kind of flavor, where you got the pendulums and you've got the glass on the table, and you've got, you know, the upside down glass, and you got the the simple things that are not so, you know, electronic and technical and sensory. And when he brought up the Ouija board, he had a whole bunch of stuff laid out on one half of the long table. And then in the other half of the table, he had all the newer stuff, and a lot of it was what we had. In fact, everything we had, he had on that table, and some things I'd never seen.
Mm-hmm.
So what it ended up being for me was that when he asked the whole audience a question, he said, and this is Matthew Sorjay of SRS Paranormal. He asked everyone in the auditorium, he asked, so what do y'all think about Ouija boards? And he said, how many of y'all would use a Ouija board?
I didn't
raise my hand.
Right.
Because, and then I'm going to explain to you in a minute, because it's in my book that I'm writing. Why? But he made an incredible point I never really thought of. And we've actually brought the point up on the show.
Oh, my God.
Multiple times, and I just never really, it's because of my personal experience. See, a lot of people are the same as me. They have had experiences, and they've been like, I'm not going to mess with that, you know, because I saw this or this happened.
Right.
But what Matthew got at, he said, you see this right here, and he picked up a digital recorder, and then he picked up in his other hand, he picked up, I think it was an obelisk, and he said, if that is your print, because he said, He said people claim that these are dangerous. These Ouija boards are dangerous, and they're,
those,
you know, he said, well, under that premise of thinking, he said that then this, he held up the digital recorder, he said, then this is just as dangerous because you're communicating. This is just as dangerous because you're communicating. He said it's not the tool, it's the person. And it's their ability to, he said, the important things are protection. And,
right.
And, you know, it's protect. Well, I'm trying to remember the other thing you said, but I do know he brought up protection. It was knowledge and protection.
Right.
And that he said that any of these other items on this table can get you in just as much trouble if you go into an investigation looking for it or bringing in a really negative connotation to it. So after he did, I got the little soul searching. I actually told him right after that. I raised my hand to talk. And I said, well, let me explain why. I had a bad experience in 1979 at our kitchen table when my sister had a planchard fly off of the table right in front of my eyes, you know, and I already knew there were spirits. But Jeanette and I were provoking something. And after that, the thing I didn't tell him, and I'm not going to say on here, let's just say she did something really bad and had to go to the hospital over it. Right after that session. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say that, to me that was like, well, I'm not messing with that. And Lisa, you know what I'm talking about because I told you what my sister did in 79. Okay, you know. Well, anyway, I applied that in my whole psyche, if that's really how you put it, that those were bad. But he said it's how you open the door and how you close the door, I'm thinking about using them now.
So also the guardian of the door.
And to be completely fair, I mean,
the door. Your guide.
For what you
guardian
saw personally.
Your door. You know that, right? Your guide is your guardian of the door.
Right.
And I need to figure that out. I need to figure out who it is. And I figured out that it's going to be me. I've asked y'all to look into it, but it's really my job.
No, they'll tell us or in some weird way. Like if I, they want,
but what if they,
they,
what if, what if it was
life
to say, what if my God is Orville Redenbacher?
Oh shit!
Or Colonel Sanders? Can you tell him I'm 100?
Tell him to go track down that Norris Town chicken because you want some nuggets.
Yeah, I know, right? Here's the one more crack at it though. I'm going to have to ask this before we get back to the serious stuff. If you could have the most comical, well, you already got Walter, but Lisa, have Walter and you wanted someone in the past as your guide, who would it be other than Walter?
From the past, Beth?
Yeah, who would you love to have as your guide?
I don't know.
Funny. It has to be someone funny that died.
I don't even know.
Why would it have to be someone funny?
I'm asking a bullshit question.
I don't
if
know.
You could have a comedian, okay, that's how I should ask it.
I don't
if,
know.
If you could have a comedian as your guide, who would be the choice for your spirit guide? There you go. It's a dumb question, but I had to throw it out.
So my favorite person, like, for comedy is Jim Carrey, but he's alive, and that wouldn't be possible. You know that? I love Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey. He's funny.
I'd have to say George Carlin, but, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, Mike, we had this discussion before. Bobcat Goldthwait would have to be mine. Bobcat's still alive. I'm an idiot.
I think George Carlin is too, isn't he? Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison is what I meant. I used to get them mixed up because they screamed a lot, but I'm a dumbass. Don't go near that door. And in David's case, you ever heard of battered spiritual realms?
Right? No.
Battered spirits. Remember battered plants?
Spirits.
Yeah,
battered spirits. Is that what chicken spirits are called just before they hit KFC?
Battered and rolled.
No, you know something?
No, but really, the Ouija, maybe there's, I didn't really, you know, I've got my reason for reservation, but what do you think? What do you think?
Right.
I used a week. So yes, somebody who used one. Hello. All right.
Yeah.
For years.
Okay.
Sure. I had Walter the entire time. No matter what I grabbed, no matter any tool that I used. But no matter any tool I used, that's who's always been there.
That's
like,
wonderful.
Yeah. So that's the thing that's real. And I mean, I didn't know his name, so I made up names, like I said. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But until later, but still, that's exactly it. It's been with me forever, so I never had a fear.
That's
awesome. You know what I mean?
I love that. I'm sorry about you.
Right.
I did not have
and
fear.
I can understand Fabian's reservation on it, you know, witnessing what he did.
Oh, yeah,
and,
that's different.
So, I can see making that connection. But as far as what the other gentleman was saying that you were talking about, Fabian, I definitely see his side of everything on that, too. Ouija board
to understand it a little more.
Yeah, the Ouija board is nothing more than a tool.
Yeah,
I mean, people will tell you that, oh, well, don't go and do a seance because seances are evil and you'll talk to demons. But if you stop and think about it, that is exactly what every paranormal investigator does. You go in, you open yourself up to spirits for communication. True, the spirits don't always go through a medium. They will talk to you directly, which makes that tool. So...
Well,
it's all a matter in how it's actually used and the intent behind it.
He said intent. Thank you. He said the intent is, the method and the intent, I believe, is what he said.
Right.
And protection.
Well,
intent and protection, yeah, that's
it. Right.
But what if you're not afraid and then you never had a problem?
Well,
what
then
does
you
that
got
say?
You got Colonel, I mean, you got Walter there, you know, taking care of you.
Yeah, but when I lived in a demonic house from hell, I still didn't have a problem. Like, you understand, like, except for the one time the knickknack flew off the shelf in my face. But that was about it, you know. But, I didn't feel scared, in other words. You know, I wasn't afraid.
And see, I've never felt that either. I've had things in my own house here come off the shelf at me. Couple of times in the past few years.
Yeah, I had bottles get knocked over.
Right.
Beer bottles.
You know, I mean, and that's been all it was, you know, something come off, made me take notice, made me pay attention.
Well, yes,
but there was
radio,
never.
I have a boombox today, but you know how you turn the knob to change the channel? I was across the room, and it went boop, and literally went to, from 93.3 to 91 point something. I'm like,
somebody
didn't like
MMR.
No, they wanted to get my attention, I suppose. So I went over and put it back, and I said, don't mess with the MMR.
Yeah.
You want to get my attention.
It seems for you that that's been the more recent method for William and Walter to get your attention for contact.
Not that recent. It's been like this for like a long time, like strange, weird fucking. It's always electronical stuff, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's more that gets the tool for me is with electronics. Like if it's a radio, it'll go staticky, or then again, tongues flew off the kitchen counter. But anyway, but that's when something was real important. So that's understandable.
You know, you were saying about bringing the communities together, a great way to do that. That's what they're doing. That's what we went to when we went
I
to. In fact, we were the only paranormal team there. The rest of the people that were there, and there were quite a few, they were all curious about it, and none of them were a team. And they separated us so we could do our team investigation separate from the other group, because that was their hosting and teaching and showing them the equipment and everything. So methods, you know, so we went and done our, they had us divided.
That's
I mean, it's a pretty big place, so we were rotating out of each building from away from each other. It was. And it's something that I was going to tell you, shout out to Wesley Spurgeon, the coordinator there. He actually, I asked him about the Chester Inn in Jonesboro, the one I was telling you about. He said, absolutely. And he said, we may do it not on our schedule. We may do it where we, you know, if you're willing to help out. Because see, what they did, and as you already know, Lisa, they give the money to the historical society. They get 80% of the money,
yep.
And the 20% goes to the team. Mm-hmm. And it's also to further the education and research of history in our area where we live. So he said, if you ever want to do that at Chester Inn, you get with us when you can get everyone together, and we'll do another gathering, and we can both co-sponsor it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, right.
So
there.
I've been invited to co-sponsor with them and tell methods. We went. I let the rest of the people investigate, and I just stay there and help them out with the group. You know what I'm saying? I let BJ.
Yep.
BJ is the oldest member of the group, so it would be BJ taking over the rest of the group.
Right.
And Danielle and Kimberly, actually. Danielle, she's my scout, and she just joined at Nickerson Snead back in 2021. But I told her at the end of the day, you and I are the leaders, you know, because we're married.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
As far as
as
hierarchy goes, BJ was there at the very beginning before anyone else committed. So, and he's my little brother, so you know that's
yep.
cool.
Well,
I'd do the co-sponsorship. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I think it would be.
Yep.
And it educates people, like you were saying. You know, it brings people together, like the Paracon things. It's not. It's a microcosm of Paracon, as a microcosm.
Right.
Yeah, we have one coming up here next month.
Oh, did you hear from them yet about the missing people thing and all that stuff?
Oh, no, I haven't. Yeah, I haven't gotten back with Travis about the locating the lost or coming back on to talk about it yet.
Oh, did you get any hurricane, man? Because I know that they got, like, up in that area, they got a bunch of weather that come up through there.
He got the hurricane, he got the tropical fucking depression storm. The
we had
rain.
I had high winds during that hurricane bit when it actually landed. Lee.
Yeah.
Lost power a couple times that night. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm sick of humidity, okay?
humid next,
for three damn days already. 99%, 98%, 96%. And it's
but you're cooling off at night, aren't you? Are y'all getting cold?
Yeah, but still, even though it's cool, it's so humid. It's
happy fall, guys. Happy autumn.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Happy Samhain. All that good stuff.
That's
it.
It's coming. It's coming.
I had to actually stop and look. I had to look today to find out when I'm supposed to turn the damn clocks back because, you know, here it is. November 4th.
Oh, is it 4th?
Actually.
Oh, it's 4th? Okay.
Yeah.
What's November 4th?
Because, you know, here it is, 4:30 at night, and it's almost dark outside, and then it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I look out right now, and it's like midnight. As far as the darkness.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's actually pretty dark. I'm looking at a half a moon, two-thirds of a moon. And that's
shit, I'm looking at clouds and humidity. It's going to rain more.
Oh, the moon's so pretty tonight. It's beautiful. Y'all going to love this one.
I can't see that one because all I have is clouds and rain still.
When I was a kid, I used to think there was a giant rabbit on the moon because it looks like it's got big ears and it's kind of laying there.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Because I raised rabbits, and I remember
because it's
thinking,
got the long ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Jay Leno.
And pet him, and you can call him George.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I saw Jay Leno in it one time. You know, I was like, hey, that's the way they did that. It looked like Jay Leno. Ralph Cramden. Yeah, that's who it was. Not Jay Leno.
Oh, Ralph Cramden from the
Honeymooners.
To the moon, Alice.
Yeah, shout out to Scott Tepperman. He's got a video game that he created in his house. It's like he did a reproduction of a video store from the 1980s in his one of his rooms of his house. No, I think it was just like a general video store thing. And he's got all the movies that went with it, too. I think he bought out an old video store, and he got all the stuff from it years ago. And he is a Honeymooners aficionado. He's got some of the rarest memorabilia I have ever seen. Scott Tepperman.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Ghost Hunters, by the way. Y'all may know him from that.
Yeah, I know him. I know who he is. Yep.
Scott is great. And Scott and Jim O'Rear, shout out to crazy, wacky Jim O'Rear.
You know who we
He's
forgot
awesome.
To give a shout out to? Larissa
Scott
and everybody. that we did last week.
No, Larissa and Hell House Paracon and all that. Yeah, and that was
and
great.
The Haunted Mafia group.
Oh,
right.
That's what it was. Uh-huh. No, we gave a shout out to the Hell House Paracon.
Yep, we gave.
But yeah, I joined Mafia today. Yeah, I joined them today.
It's a good one. It is. It's good. I like. It's funny. The name's funny. But like,
yeah.
it's really a good group. You know, we forgot about that because they're really good people, and they're getting a lot of people. From what I saw at that con, what I saw at Hell House Paracon, I saw a lot of like-minded people laughing, a lot of people just getting along. And they had good music playing, which was really good. All right, but like, I saw a difference compared to other events where cliques form, if you get my drift. You know? It was good. I liked it a lot.
So how, or let me see if I can word this thing correctly, this question. What would be the best method to improve para-unity and remove the para posers from the community?
I know, that was good. I'm going to get a shirt that says that.
I kind of answered one of them, getting more local people involved and
people
that are interested and showing them how, if they wish to pursue gathering groups together, more of a local presence. But then where I'm from, it's small. So somewhere like Norristown, you got Philadelphia and you got other areas.
Yeah, we got a lot of
that,
and
you got famous people that are tied to the major cities. So mine is kind of not really a good answer to that. It's a great question too. I think maybe para-unity. You got, it's like what we're already doing. You got to filter out the people that are toxic. I mean,
the para-posers.
Yeah,
them people.
The unreal.
Yeah, and so, you know, the sad reality is you got
instead
people.
Instead of the undead, it's the unreal.
You know, they're a poser to you, but they're an icon to someone else, you know, and it's really hard to split.
I wasn't directing that at you know, some of those that have been around
that.
For a while. Yeah, no, right. I wasn't thinking them. I was thinking more along the lines of the younger crowd who are basically just thrill seekers. They're ghost hunting posers. They're not out there to actually get
evidence. I see what
they're not out there to actually understand the other side.
Yeah.
They're just out there to put their name on the big screen and out there to get, you know.
I call those the nouveau entertainers in the paranormal.
The Kardashians of the paranormal.
Right,
the entertainment,
okay.
Entertainment is different than the research. You can enjoy a good paranormal show that's entertaining, but if you take it any further than its entertainment aspects, like me and Bobby Jay Gallo were talking about, shout out to Bobby Gallo.
Yeah, Bobby.
We both agreed that there is a definitive line, not a fine line, but a definitive line in what we should recognize as entertaining aspect versus true paranormal research. Sometimes they mix to get more people in to come in, you know what I'm saying, to whatever event or whatever, you know. But, David, there's really no real good answer to that when you think about it.
I would paranormal people, right?
I love that question. That's a really good one.
Paranormal pups.
Because we need it.
In tune to historic locations. Okay, with history and research and everything. So when I look at things from a paranormal standpoint, I look at things from how much research I'm going to dig into a place, a location, the spirits I get in, it, you know what I mean, at the location that want to talk or whatever, like, and try to put their story together. That's Pups has been pretty much that from the get-go.
Yeah, consistent.
And the way you designed the entire aspect of the Pups team, you're solidifying both the historical research on paper and on, you know, with the boots on the ground method with that, and the paranormal information that you get while doing an investigation, because 99% of the time they absolutely correspond letter for letter.
I know. Yep. They
every
really
now and
do.
Then, yeah. Every now and then you get thrown for a loop, and you know they'll throw, you know, a spirit will throw out something that nobody has a clue about in a particular location, but it might not have anything to do.
No, wait, let me explain this. Okay, you have people at a location, you got 20 people with you. You're me and Dawn. Let's say it's me and Dawn. All right? Got 20 people with us. We decide to run, and we're at a haunted location. We decide to run a box, and then Walter comes on. And then Walter starts, somebody else comes on talking to Walter because Walter brings him in. And the next thing you know, we don't know what the fuck's going on. They're talking to somebody in the crowd.
Right.
And that's going to happen far more than people fucking know. And when they analyze their ghost box, they got to be careful when they analyze their shit. Because if there's other people in that room, that said communication could be directed toward the person.
Right. And that was
yeah.
what I was saying. That
mm-hmm.
every now and then they'll throw something out there that doesn't have anything to do with the location, but more for a mm-hmm. person who is at the location that needed to hear that information.
That was, well, we had that. I loved it at Pennhurst when that happened, when Walter kept saying, find the birthday girl. Happy birthday, birthday. And we didn't know. We were downstairs. Me and Dawn went upstairs.
Right.
Me and Marianne went upstairs. And all of a sudden, these two women were coming out, and they're like, oh, my God. And we saw another figure behind them, but there was nobody there. So I turned and said something. I said, anybody with you? And they said, no. And she goes, this is my first ghost hunting, and it's my birthday. And I yelled, we found the birthday girl. And grabbed her to bring her down. She was a New York City police officer. Grabbed her to bring her in and do a box session with her. Yep. Ain't that something?
Yeah,
you
it
see
is.
What I mean? You see
yeah,
what
we
I mean?
Had that. Something similar to that happened at the State Historic Rocky Mount site.
Okay.
You think I know the name of the dang place? But
I was going to say, come on there, Fabian. Spit that shit out. It don't belong
okay,
to you.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, that's why. It's not my building. So.
mm-hmm.
No, really. We got, we believe we communicated with Governor Blount.
Probably did.
And,
mm-hmm.
and we also had, it was disturbing one of the employees there. And so many revelations with that. That we didn't expect to have a direct communication with that said person. Before, though, there was a discussion about some of the goings on with this particular or believed to be particular spirit at the location.
Right.
So there was a lot of energy pointing toward that. If it was going to manifest, it would have a good reason to, because that person, said person, was in the room when I started the flashlight experiment.
Right.
And the flashlight was gold. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with trying to get a lot of things done. I haven't got around, but I can't wait to show y'all. It's all on full spectrum. So I fired up the old full spectrum camera. It's one of my most reliable cameras. It's the one, if you saw any of my, shout out to Historic Scott County Jail in Brownsville, Tennessee, Miranda Young and... Miranda
mm-hmm.
and Chris Sumner.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Sumner. Okay. And they had really good activity up in that jail where the spectrum was catching all this different stuff. So the full spectrum was used there, and we got the flashlight activity, and it was just like that person was in there, and it drew that spirit out, and I guess that spirit, and she started talking, and the flashlight was reacting. She actually got a little upset because apparently it's been kind of aggravating her when no one's around, you know.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys just tell them to mellow out, man. Look, you know what I mean? Come on,
but
man.
You were
just
saying,
mellow out.
I saw this little video the other day, and the word just flashed back into my head for some reason. Okay, we know that there are human spirits that we talk to. We all basically agree that animals or pets, you know, your animals will have a spirit that will sometimes visit you as well. Why don't we ever run into dinosaur spirits?
I heard the answer to this years ago, and it might surprise you, so I'll raise my hand for that one. Because I asked the same question of a guy who now 50 years in the paranormal and has written like 50 books, 40 or 50
mm-hmm.
books in the paranormal. And you may see, I post him a lot. His name's Rob Wodarski.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also an archaeologist. So I've asked him a question, and I said privately, I said, why are there no spirits of, things like
woolly mammoth or pterodactyl or anything like that.
Yeah, pterodactyls and triceratops and things like that. And he said he believes that it's because the energy was so long ago.
No, I was going to say it wasn't in our existence.
That is faded.
Yes.
In fact, if anything, the very rocks that they believe that encompass spiritual energy are made up of ancient millions of years deposits, with some of them fossils embedded in them, between the layers, like limestone.
Okay, but
limestone
conducts the energy that
we
use.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
the byproduct. That's so long ago that it made the rocks that we use for this research. That's how old dinosaur energy would be.
Yep.
Millions of years, you know. He says he believes it's like anything else in energy related. It, over a period of time, it either, depending on whether it's being fed or whether it's not being fed, it either dissipates or it enhances. So
yeah, but what,
I think
but
that's a long time ago, you know. Maybe the La Brea tar pits. That'd be a really cool investigation.
Here's a question then that would lead into that.
And that's just my answer.
How long would spirit energy actually stay around as a viable means of communication?
How the fuck would we know? Any of us would not know the answer to
no,
that.
And no, anyone
not
who can answer
not one single fucking
that.
Person
right.
would know the answer
Nobody
to that.
Can... Nobody. No, that's a, I love that. That's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we
and nor
do that.
I pretend to know.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if
maybe
you know,
based
according
on
to
sight?
Well, I mean, if according to the, you know, if for the with the science of what Rob was talking about, you know, dinosaurs lived so many millions of years ago, so that maybe their energy isn't prevalent anymore.
Yeah, but are you related to dinosaurs? No, maybe when you're related, how we inherit our traits and our memories, our cell memories from our ancestors can play a little bit of a big part in that. In the remembering and
how about in Florida,
I mean,
if people are out in the swamps doing an investigation, why wouldn't they get activity from dinosaurs? Because alligators are still there and alligators are living dinosaurs.
Because dinosaurs
have
been extinct millions of years.
I think it's got to do with the time. That's just my
Were humans on this earth with the dinosaurs? Or
really
if they were, bones have
Look,
to dust
look,
long ago.
No, they wouldn't have. They would have fossilized. Listen, we were here with woolly mammoths, right?
Yeah. I believe so,
okay,
yeah.
So
yeah, they're saying
bit,
that we were. Yeah, for sure.
So I would put the dinosaurs way before, you understand the history is way before that. They're like a different species, you know? Like, if you think about it.
Yeah, and event happened on, here's another thing that Rob brought up, and I wouldn't have thought of this, but he said, well, you got to take into consideration what wiped them out. There was a seismic destruction of the earth.
Yeah, sound familiar?
And
not
that we want to know, but.
Exactly.
But no, really, think about it. The cataclysmic event that happened that killed them probably has a lot to do with that as well. You know, it changed the dynamics of the energy of the earth itself.
Well,
if
it was the comet, like they said it was, the impact would have blocked the sun and permanently put the earth into an ice age at the size of the comet that it was.
So
then it would have plunged into an ice age. My question is even deeper than this. How the fuck do we know they didn't go under... If we got a Middle Earth under the air with an ocean, how the fuck we know they didn't go underground and they won't come up when it gets hot enough? There you go.
I don't know. You really want to see Godzilla, aren't you?
No, I've dreamed too many times of Godzilla in order to
know. I love Godzilla. He was a badass.
Godzilla
was
my favorite.
You'll be hearing me sing that goddamn song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. They say he's back to go.
Oh, I love Blue Oyster Cult, man.
Godzilla.
Shout out to Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah,
Godzilla.
Oh,
yeah.
No. There goes Tokyo.
I'm a huge Blue Oyster Cult, man.
I used to love dinosaur movies. When I used to watch them with my two cousins, Jeffy and Goody, and
Land of the Lost.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. We watched the dinosaur movies on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, the old
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Remember
Godzilla's little kid that flew the smoke rings?
Godzuki.
He was hitting
a giant bong on the other side of the mountain.
He was trying to impress Daddy, remember?
He was vaping.
dinosaur spirits are out for contact.
If there's a Middle Earth, who's to say, and an ocean down there, that they don't have vents for air and they can't in this window underground?
Oh,
where it's
I
warmer.
Got a question in a minute when y'all are done.
All right. So how about ancient human contact? I don't mean like Victorian era. I don't mean like 400 or 500 years ago. Let's go back 1,000 years to, 400 or 500 BC, or 400 or 500 AD, or right when everything changed from BC to AD.
Oh, 2,000 years ago.
When humans were actually walking the planet with woolly mammoths and whatever dinosaurs.
That was not 2,000 years ago.
That was 10,000.
That was not. That was
10, okay.
12,000, 15,000 years ago.
Yeah, 15,000 years.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
No, maybe even before that.
No, I get it though.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to understand the longevity of.
Humans are stupid. They died. All right. There you go. That's the answer to that one. Yeah.
You remind me of that old show. What was it? It used to Crossfire. It used to come on back in the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And a guy would be talking. He'd say, well, that's just dumb. You sound stupid shit. Okay.
But reality is humans are stupid and probably.
Oh, we know that.
I'm still waiting for them to find evidence that we were on Mars first, and that's what Earth will become. You get what I'm saying? I'm still waiting for that day.
Oh, it'll happen, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they haven't already and they're not telling us.
I mean, they would.
It's been there long enough to do some core samples, ain't it?
Yeah, but it's got.
Didn't they just land in Utah with the core samples?
Did they really? I didn't know.
What was that from?
Oh,
I can tell you. It was an asteroid. They went and they go asteroid venue. They went and caught a little piece of, if I pronounce it right, a little piece of asteroid while we're flying by. And they put it in a little spaceship thing.
Asteroid.
And they got a rock from there, and they put it in like a capsule thing, and they just got it back to Earth now. They were in like total hazmat suits when they were getting ready to open it. Because, it's from space.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you said steroid, because, if you take steroid out of that, then it's just a piece of ass, right?
Asteroid.
Asteroid.
Yeah, they're up there playing with asteroids, waiting on the space invaders.
Yeah,
my favorite old game.
My jersey came through on
that
one. The asteroid.
Galaxia. Yeah. Atari 2600, yeah.
Think about it, though. When if you sit back, the world's fucking crazy. I was reading some shit yesterday. I'm like, what the fuck am I reading? Chucky got arrested.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. What the hell?
They arrested Chucky. Had Chucky in fucking handcuffs.
Did y'all see the elevator? I finally showed
you
the elevator.
God,
wasn't that great?
That was hilarious.
My God.
Yeah, I told y'all about it last week, and I shared it to you, and it's funny.
But Chucky got arrested. Look, okay.
A Chucky doll for scaring him with a knife.
Oh, no, it's Mexico.
But the guy that was carrying Chucky, though, but Chucky had the knife. Okay,
right.
I don't even want to go there, okay? And I'm reading some crazy-ass shit. But those videos are funny.
They're that damn stupid. Yeah.
The elevator video was funny, and the videos where they scared the shit out of people, I'm dying. They got this one.
I remember that with same people.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the clown was coming. That one clown, did you see that one where he got his ass beat?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
yep,
the
yep.
same people. I forgot about those. If you keep watching on YouTube, it goes to the next video. Yeah,
yep.
There's one where this clown was chasing this dude, and he didn't. He only ran for a second, then he got to thinking, this is some punk-ass bitch. I'm fixing to deal with it. He didn't say a word. He turned around and just cold-cocked that motherfucker right between the eyes.
And that can happen when they do that, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fun to watch the people, like, when they're in the house, like on those videos, like on TikTok or whatever, when they're in the house and they don't know, a person pops up out of nowhere or screams in their face. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
The reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My fucking God. And the,
some people,
the
fight
girl,
or flight,
the,
they'll fight.
The females, okay, they scream for a second and then they go, oh, that's it. I'm going to kick your ass. And they throw
something.
Oh,
I know, them. Right? Yeah.
And the
yeah,
men
so,
run away. And the men
ever,
run away.
Yeah. Lisa, you ever notice how it ain't never a ghetto video with a big black girl and somebody doing that shit? Because that black girl going to fuck them up.
Oh,
no,
she screams for a quick minute,
no,
and then she'd snatch their earrings right off, and that'd be it.
I have seen enough.
Oh, I got what's that coming, by the way. I'm working on that intro.
Yep. My God, I've seen enough videos of all people. Even they have this tree, this fake plant, and it's like at the edge of a sidewalk, and people
walk
by, and suddenly it jumps up.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yes, for the tree. Yeah.
Or when they're dressed
as,
like, snowmen. Yeah, when you're in, like, a snowman thing, standing in front of a department store in the winter.
Oh,
and...
yes. Same
yep.
people.
You
There's
know,
one
I'm...
guy walks around and takes his head off. Have you seen that one? Where he's going down the street, and he's
got this specially designed
suit, and he'll drop his head into his hands, and people start running and screaming. But he's got some kind of – he's short.
Oh, I've seen
– makes him look –
Right, I've seen that same kind of thing, but he was ripping somebody else's head off sitting on a bench.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I've not seen that one.
Oh.
No, but that must freak people out. Okay. That
oh, but it's funny. There's one guy, and some people just laugh. You know, it's bullshit. He was at a mall somewhere in Brazil, I think, and he just did the head trick.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's just standing there looking at him. He's not even making an expression. He's like, really?
Oh, that'd be me. No, that would be me.
Oh, I know that'd be you. You stood up to Kane Hodder, yeah.
look. No, really. No, I would, like, remember Freddie? I mean, Jason was
Jason,
Marchetti.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Kane Hodder, yeah.
And I'm like, no, it ain't going to work.
He's holding that 12-inch fucking machete, and you're just like, bring it. What are you going to do? You going to cut my hair, motherfucker? What are you doing?
It's funny, though. Well, no, I'm going to – me and Mikey and Mike might go to Valley of Fear.
Oh, Mikey! We got to talk about Mikey. He's got some
yeah.
guns going on. Yes.
Oh, yes,
when
he does.
Time.
I can't wait. Where is that video?
Great
I'm waiting for the,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. They're doing – they're working together, and they're putting – they're going to make an EP, so this is good. All right.
Yeah, I like
good
the
though.
Video.
Yep.
I've seen the parts of the video you posted. Looks like it's interesting.
Yep, and
oh,
he's got
yeah.
the one. I just he's got it.
Sorry,
I
couldn't
it.
Help, but I wanted to make sure we talked about Mikey tonight.
Yeah, he's. I, tell you
I almost
he's good.
Forgot to bring it up. I was going to bring it up earlier about that video thing that he's working on, and that is it. I got a question though. Is it Fresh Air or Sell the Sound? What's the name of the band? I don't know.
Who the
I'm
fuck
confused.
Knows? That's what. This is my. So I'd say Sell the Sound, Fresh Air. All right, like I think Sell the Sound's gonna be a conglomerate. Of a couple different things.
Oh,
so
he could do.
Would be
he
like,
could do.
Yeah.
STS and then a colon.
Yeah, yeah.
Fresh air.
Yep.
Or,
yep.
Or esophagus. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry about
it. Okay.
Esophagus.
Well, I said colon.
Don't tell him that. He'll write a song about it. Wait, watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I want him to write a song about bass guts when you go fishing.
Bass guts?
Oh, my God.
Bass
oh
guts,
my God.
You know, like where you have to gut a bass to, you know, but that
pressure
face, washer and clean it.
When he's looking through the when he's looking when he looked through the wall.
Oh yeah.
The video, the picture. When he looked through the wall, I had to take those pictures and get them out of there because those pictures. I'm looking at him like, but he number one, he grew up. I can see it in the picture where he's looking through
I know,
the fucking wall.
I know. Yeah, that looks very mature. Yeah.
I know. Well, yeah, because he isn't. I don't notice it because I'm around him so much. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
But yeah, in that picture, I noticed he looked like he's 25 or something.
I know. Yep. somebody
kinda
told
weird,
him.
But yeah.
Somebody told him.
Oh, no, don't
that,
tell him that.
No, somebody told him that the more they look at him lately, the more he looks like Sean Morgan from Seether.
Oh,
with the
wow.
Especially
there you
in
go.
That picture.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if he's going to do covers when he gets,
no.
when he gets up there.
No,
is
Mike
is
an original.
Mike is an original.
No, no, I mean later on, like is he going to cover Our Cousin, Lisa, do you think? Maybe do some of his songs? Oh, wait, he already did. I heard him do.
He
did he do Heart-Shaped Box?
Nirvana, yeah.
With Whiskey Grin?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
No, he did. Wait,
yeah.
Was it Heart-Shaped Box?
Was it Sell the Sound?
No,
yeah.
it was Sell the Sound at the gym. That's where they did that. Yep.
Yeah, with Whiskey Grin, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No,
yeah. No.
At the gym,
no?
It was just Sell the Sound.
It was
Sell
the
Sound.
Oh, that's okay. My bad. I get
Joey Andrew,
I'm not around
I know.
There, so, you know.
I got a lot of fucking videos. That's why, too. You know what I mean? There's just
I'm not familiar with the locations. So that's why I got mixed up. Hell,
shit,
I went to a location, couldn't even say their name right, so don't count on me.
Shit, I do that all the time.
Let's see what I can do. Say this, say this fast 5 times.
What?
Rocky Mountain State Historic Site. Rocky Mountain, yeah, I used to do that too.
Rocky Mountain State Historic Site. Oh my God.
Right. Seriously. Rocky Mountain State Historic Site is awesome.
RMSHS. RMSHS.
Yeah, there you go.
RMSHS.
But yeah, say this. Yeah.
Oh,
I remember that joke. Now, I actually had several when I was in 7th grade that I made up. Bend over and spell cup.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, that ain't
bend,
that. No,
bend
no,
over
bend
and spell,
over,
bend
spell
over and spell run.
Run. Yeah. I can't remember. I'm so old.
The other one you have to say the word let me and spell the word cup.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I know. That's old. That's
let
like,
me.
Yeah,
that's,
those are
that's
older.
That's old.
Bleachers, I see butts.
Under the bleachers by Seymour Butts.
Yeah, and another
or
one, that's
run
the bleachers.
To the,
go ahead.
I was going
to
say, run to the bathroom by Willie Make It and Betty Won't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then there's the one, under the bleachers in Maine at a football game in October by Icy Butts.
Oh, my God, Brent.
You don't get it, do you?
No.
Is it already snowing in October for some reason?
Oh, God, no, not yet.
Okay, well, in December.
I wish it was snowing. It wouldn't be humid. Fuck. I wish it was snowing.
I'm only humid, flesh and blood, air current. I'm only humid, born to make hurricanes.
Oh, I'm just looking at the fucking, I didn't realize I had all these, because I had to go and clean up under my bed, and like my books were over there. I didn't realize I had all these journals of Kurt.
How many missing socks?
I got
Kurt's journal?
No, I don't, I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the other book, Come As You Are. Yep, the other book, Come As You Are.
Oh, yeah, Come As You Are.
Yep, but I got
great
like,
song.
All this stuff here.
That's an amazing song. I love
what
it.
The fuck? I got a picture. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got the Dawn picture. I'm just scanning the frequencies in the front of this book with me and Dawn. Oh, kind of
cool.
There you go. Yep, it's in the beginning of the book. Dude, that's
Death
where I put it.
Death to Dawn. What's
so,
that book
Dawn.
Earlier, you had mentioned something about going back to the basics, Fabian.
Yeah, thank you.
And
putting
some of
on track.
No, I was going to say, you were mentioning that you might, you know, go back to earlier methods and different equipment or tools that you're using when you first started doing the investigations.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's not a bad idea, but the technology is not bad either.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if you know anything about the way I do things, it's basically mostly technology because I'm an engineer of sorts, and I build my own equipment.
Exactly.
So, and I didn't mean you, Lisa. You've always been on track. Whenever we do a show, you're on track 100%. I meant me. I got knocked off track because I was like,
But that's all right.
No,
really. I'm happy, too. My pains went down. I'm feeling much better.
That's good.
The thing that I was going to tell you since you brought that up is that what I mean by that is that Lisa can tell you that we talked at great length in the past about how we both started out with nothing because we didn't have nothing.
Right. Yep.
And whenever we wanted to communicate, we just used whatever we could find. It wasn't
right.
Right.
including our mouth, you know, and maybe put something somewhere, maybe even a ball. I'm going to start using ball experiments, like where you put like a kid's ball in the middle of the room and see if they move it. And oh, by the way, I did have a small ball, the one that lights up with all the colors, and it got interacted. It actually got moved, but that's,
I have an idea for you that I'll talk to you about.
Dowsing rods, pendulums, maybe now some, Ouija activity. I've not used them ever because of what happened, like I told you. And by the way, I'm going to send y'all a link on my website. I've got the text version of what I've worked on so far with that story. Y'all can read it. But the bottom line is, and the book is actually the whole book, what I'm working on. That the bottom line is, to answer your question, David, it's all about holistics, or more down to earth kind of approaches. Maybe even ITC water experiments is just running water.
No, they're
water
fun.
Of some kind.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah,
you know,
Frank taught me all about that. That's why he always used to tell me to run the box while I was in the bathtub, taking a bath.
Oh, that's smart.
He damn well did.
Just don't drop it in there.
No, I would put it on like the back of the toilet or something, and then put it on, and then just go in the bathtub and record what I got. And it does. It really does. It does help.
Yeah,
I've
got some beautiful pictures on them, and they're amazing, and they look very, I mean, it's like, I was 70-30 on that. It's some really interesting stuff. David, you said, try this. What were you going to say about down-to-earth?
No, it was investigation.
Investigation.
Well, no, my thought on that version, I think using old school technology or old school tools, pendulums, dowsing rods, in conjunction with modern technology, will build more of a solid base for evidence.
Oh, Matthew didn't say he wasn't doing that. He said they like to start and focus the majority of the investigation on the simple things, and then they move on. If they believe they're getting, they'd like to progress a investigation, starting off with simplicity, and then more activity warrants more, you know, going to the next level with using this to try to find out if this is that, et cetera, ad infinitum.
Okay. And the idea that I had, and, you know, since you're more into building some of this stuff, because I know you've put, you know, you've built SLS cameras or XLS.
And I'm about to start up for Halloween. I want to beat at least 5.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You remember those old lamps? I mean, yeah, they're you plug them into the wall, but all you have to do is touch the metal on the lamp.
Yeah, we had one of those. Yeah, we had one of those, and it went out. But yeah, I'd put a switch in it. But yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking.
Can those be? And here's the thought for you to even think about.
That's
can
cool.
They be
those are great.
Can they be adapted to use EMF energy for spirits to turn those lamps on?
I would believe so very much. All you'd have to do is incorporate a type of sensor that responds to the frequency sensor, and you could even the light, of course, the lamp itself. And yes, that is a fantastic idea. Make paranormal lamps, and I guarantee you, someone's already done it.
How about paranormal
instruments?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you know what?
You can buy those, David. I have a friend of mine. Shout out to Alan Whitmore of Paratronics. He's been a friend a long time, and he runs the Salem Hospital in Illinois there, over by Mount Vernon. You may have heard of it. It's the Salem Hospital there in Salem, Illinois. He actually builds equipment, and he actually will sell you the EMF stuff that you can put in a teddy bear or a stuffed, like stuffed dog, or you can put it in a lamp maybe. Even.
Well, I'm gonna try to get my Furby modified so it's running off with a 360 degree sensor, so that it'll strictly use EMF energy to activate.
Well, the secret to that, what you were asking me about the lamp, is you would need to split the circuit that triggers the touch sensor on the lamp itself. If you want to try to get them to touch the lamp, you want to get them to touch the EMF area, and that EMF lights up, and then the lamp comes on, you know.
Right, and you know, like with most of our equipment that we take with us, it's got to be battery-operated.
Circuit. You got to get that circuit where it's got an on-off gate. Depending upon activity, some places have
electricity. So, you know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be battery operated.
Right, but,
you know?
But I don't know
if I would trust
an electrical outlet anywhere because of power surges, which would make the
Honey, there's
energy
power
flow
surges.
Fluctuate.
Yeah, the magnetic field can fluctuate in a room from radio signals across the room out of nowhere, too. So that's why people use the idea of making repeat what they're doing because, you know, randomly it can just, like when the airplanes fly over the fort.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
they fly over
okay.
and something goes off, you know damn well that airplane caused something to go off.
Right? I have a question about that. Why the hell did they build a fort next to the airport?
Oh, no, not that question.
Oh, no.
You know what would have been different if we had just taken over the airport back in the Revolutionary War.
Look, let me explain something to you. The first time, Lorraine, I love you, and if she listens to this, but listen, she told me, she said, one day somebody's going to come in and ask that question. And I swear, one day I was sitting there, and somebody came in to buy tickets. And they looked at me and they said, we had to ask a question. I said, what? They said, why did they build the fort so close to the airport? And I just stood there and went, Fort Mifflin was constructed in 1771. And she seemed oblivious. She seemed oblivious
Sir,
to the fact that we had no airplanes. Okay? Oblivious
oh,
to the fact.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I'm
surprised how many
fuck?
People don't know that.
No. My God.
I'm sorry.
We're running around
I mean,
fucking horses.
Yeah,
wagons.
Sir, Wilbur and Orville Wright, Michelangelo, and the whole gang back in the 1500s come up with them, yeah.
Michelangelo
come up with the Wright brothers, yeah, but Michelangelo was the man who come up with the concept.
Yep.
I thought the Chinese did that.
No.
Oh, I know they created gunpowder. I know that.
I thought they created the very first rocket chair. They put their emperor on a chair surrounded by fireworks rockets and let him lift off the ground.
That's not an airplane.
But that's still not an airplane.
No, okay. But that's one dead emperor.
Right. That's what that is. All right, but not an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, the emperor's has no clothes or something.
Oh,
well,
the emperor's new clothes.
His new clothes were his last clothes.
You don't have none. You don't have no damn clothes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Emperor fingers. Yep. Yeah, little burnt French toast.
Oh my God! Right.
I can't believe how quickly I derailed everything.
No, that was delicious. Pardon the pun.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Look, did you see those people? I don't know if you've seen it yet. We're stuck somewhere, I think, I don't know where, Colorado, I don't know where, but upside down on one of, you know those things that rock upside down and then come back down, like those big rides?
The galleon type boat?
But they're upside down.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Upside down for hours. They were stuck.
Oh, that's terrible.
Dude,
that's horrible.
I couldn't take that.
Oh, God, no, your head would explode.
Why would he tell me now you're at the door? All right, we got
one. Yeah, your blood would go. You'd get lividity like crazy in the head, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
You'd die in your big ball of blood, you know.
Oh, shit.
I hope I don't lose you guys. I got to go let me
I think we're out. Off.
Are we? No, we're not.
No, it didn't say. She heard you, David.
Yeah, 90 seconds. Why? 90
seconds.
Yep. 90 seconds. I gotta go.
Well, it was another fun show tonight, everybody. Thank you for listening to Live Paranormal.
I'm taking you home with me.
And remember, planes were built after 1771. So
yes, we did not build Fort Mifflin next to the airport. They built the airport where they could.
And also, you don't have we know, lady. You don't have with the fort flooded. They had the rave there this weekend, and it fucking flooded.
There's something coming up at the fort very soon, too, isn't there? Candlelight.
Yep, and Sleep with the Ghost, too. Yep.
That's going to be great. Shout out to Greg Bryan. Have a great time, everybody. We love you.
Yep. All right. Have a great night, you guys. Love you. All right. Good night. And see you next week. Okay.
Listen to us, man. Come and listen to us. Yes.
Tune in next Monday night.
Yep. Next
Monday. Same pair channel.
Same, pair.
Hopefully
pair
not
of
the same pair of jeans.
Plus one.
Yes, exactly. See you next week. I smell popcorn.
10 seconds.
Five,
you smell popcorn?
Eight.
Yeah, I was
seven.
You know, we could just throw para in front of everybody.
Blast
let's
off!
Throw a popcorn.
The emperor just took off.
All right, we're done.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
Okay.